Rain under pressure, climate change headlines in 2 minutes, Wednesday, December 4th. From the Telegraph, countries are exposed and vulnerable to health impacts of climate change. From the New York Times, former Senator John Kerry, a former Democratic presidential candidate, has launched a new bipartisan coalition of world and military leaders, as well as celebrities, to push for public action to combat climate change. It's called World War Zero. From CNET, Tim Cook, Elon Musk call on the U.S. to stay in Paris Climate Pact. More than 70 companies are urging the U.S. government to stay in the Paris Agreement. From Fox News, Pelosi flouts Trump at Paris Climate Conference. We are still in, Fox continued. Her comments came shortly after the U.S. filed paperwork to officially remove itself from the Paris Agreement, a move that won't fully take effect until a year has passed. From Vice, more bad news. Study suggests hotter temperatures lead to preterm labor. 6.1 days. From E&E News, the White House, Trump, climate change is very important to me. Teen Vogue, I survived climate disaster, but I don't want to be a climate statistic. An op-ed by 22-year-old climate activist Marinel Sumuk Ubaldo from the Philippines. A founder of Youth Leaders for Environmental Action Federation shares how a tropical cyclone began her journey into climate justice. Find Green Under Pressure on Progressive Voices and wherever you download podcasts. Like, follow, and share. Find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Green_Pressure. This is a Flatlands Avenue production. I'm Rita Rich.